Somebody in your troop is experiencing some goodness, but it's not for you. Well, then you should just say, why not? If I'm blocking the blessing, I'm getting the blessing blocker out. I'm getting rid of it. And no way I'm going to keep anything that's going to cause me a problem. Lord, forgive me if I don't need it, I don't know what it is. You're my shepherd. There's nothing that I need. Lord, if it is something that I need to know, tell me quick. Let's get rid of it. I'm real sorry. I'm going with you. And with that, I expect everything to be right back to where it is with the shepherd and the good sheep. I don't expect him to say, well, you've got to stay in this crown, Pastor, a bit longer to teach you a lesson. I don't think that's how God wants to teach you a lesson. If it is, I don't know if he's a real good God or not. If that was the way he taught me a lesson, that would sort of make him like a man, wouldn't it? Because, man, we like to teach lessons that way. Make you suffer just a little bit longer after all you deserve it. And we don't want to be that way. The Lord is my shepherd. There's nothing that I need. I shall not want. I just trust him. I just go ahead and accept him for who he is and take his word at face value. Aren't you glad that he always is right there when you say, Lord God, aren't you glad that he always forgives? Aren't you glad that the only condition on his forgiveness is our asking for it? Aren't you glad he's not like you and me? And aren't you glad that we can all become a little bit more like him all the time? There's one more thing that the Lord brought out to me this week, and we just discussed it briefly this Wednesday, and all I'm going to say now, but I was reading in Genesis, and I was reading about the Tower of Babel, about how the Lord came down and he said, look, they're all of one language, and there's nothing that could stop them now, because they're all of one language, and he didn't want them to stay there. They were going to stay right there, but they had to go into all the world. And so, he confused their language, so they had all kinds of these other languages, and they dispersed throughout the world. But then when you read in Acts, when they were all in the upper room, and the Lord came, and the Holy Spirit gave them one language. A heaven language. I thought, do you suppose that was where the Lord began to restore oneness and unity? Imagine if everyone in the body of Christ came to a oneness on the Word of God. To where everybody in the body of Christ said, the Lord is my shepherd. I'm just going to believe Him and trust Him and expect Him to do exactly what He says. I'm just going to respond to what He says based on what He says. I'm willing to forget everything else that I know, everything that I learned before, perfectly trusting God that He can bring it all back up, but willing to allow the Lord to lead me in a way that I haven't been before. Sometimes in order to know someone more, you've got to forget what you learned. Have you ever based your opinion on someone based on what you heard? And then met them for yourself and went, whoa, must be a different person. Do you want goodness and mercy to follow you all the days of your life? Do you want to experience all the goodness and the mercy of God? Then let's just submit ourselves to the shepherd. A good shepherd. Lord, you're the good shepherd. And Lord, forgive us for ever representing you as anything but a good shepherd. Forgive us for all of our doubts, for all of our fears. Forgive us for not relying on you the way that we should. Forgive us, Lord. Search us and know our ways and try us and know our thoughts. Lord, if there's any wicked way in us, then show it to us and then lead us in a way that's everlasting, Lord, so that we are always ready with a clear conscience and a clean heart to have your goodness and mercy catching up with us, running over us, running out of us. Bless us, Lord, and make us a blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.